Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding in Trumas Daf Pei Aleph in the Ois Vader edition. Perek Shmini in the middle of Halacha Dalet. So again, we're in the middle of a sugya that we started 2 blad ago. We had a Mishnah, at the beginning of the Mishnah, it sounded that a Truma, which is a Tzofek, you can't metame it be a dime. Directly make it tame. Then the end of the Mishnah, it sounded, according to Rabbi Shua, that you could metame it be a dime. Imamish can make it tame. So the Gemara said, it's really 2 different mandamim. The beginning of the Mishnah is Rabbi Yossi, who says you can't do it directly. And the end of the Mishnah is Ramei, who says you could do it directly. Now we're going to start here in the Peyam with base, a few lines from the bottom. And we're using here the Girsa of Reb Chaim in the Gemara, which has many changes to the Gemara that we have. It says the Gemara, V'atun Amrim, you're learning. Chovis Shnia means the end of the Mishnah. Ki Rabbi Meir. That goes like Rabbi Meir. The reason they do not agree, because he holds that you're not allowed to be metame be a dime. Ask the Gemara of Atani, but we learn. What do we talk about in our Mishnah? The Yolam metame be a dime. Only if the truma will fall into the second bar, it will not be bottle. It will not be canceled in the chulin. You don't have 100 chulin to cancel the truma. But if you have 100 can hang the truma, I feel kosher also the tamos. You're not allowed to metame at all, because anyway the truma will be bottle and will not cause damage to the chulin. Continues with that pialef, v'iker meir, he yesh bukedei la'lois, he ain't bukedei la'lois. That's Rav Chaim is goyris, meaning there's no difference if you can be male with 100 or not. It's anyway only sofek, and a sofek allow metame. And according to Rav Chaim, we skip the next few words. Though he did not do the tani, I have another question. Omar Rabbi Yossi, Eino Amhi Amido. Referring to the Mishnah of Pesachim, the Rabbi Yossi told your mayor, don't learn what you're learning from where you're learning it. There's something wrong with your analogy. And the Gemara understands, we talk about our Mishnah. Our Mishnah, it says, according to Rabbi Shua, the Yolana Metame, from there your mayor learns that you're able to Metame a chomet which is about to be burned. V'leiz b'nash omar eino ela duhu moidel kadmaiso. Meaning the fact that Rabbi Yossi tells your mayor, don't compare it, Masha, he does agree with the end of our Mishnah. And we just said that the end of the Mishnah is only your mayor, not Rabbi Yossi. So says the Gemara, Ma'ikadoins, what is Rabbi Yossi arguing? If Rabbi Yossi agrees with our Mishnah, the Yolana mitam et shumo, so why by chomet, by Pesach, you say you're not allowed to put in the fire Truma Tmei, Truma Tohayu. Anyway, it's become Asr. Says the Gemara, Tomer Atoya Chosal Moinu Shel Yisrael. Tomer means by us, if we don't save the Truma that goes into the pit, all the Chulin will become Asr. So the Torah cared about the money of Yisrael. Hochol Maisach Meibar, but here, by Pesach, what's the problem to burn it, each one of the foods, the Truma Tmei and the Truma Tohayu, burn it, separate fires? Says the Gemara, why are you saying he's not going to lose money? Of course he's losing money. Because he has to make 2 bonfires, not only one. He has to put more wood for in order to create 2 fires. Says the Gemara, when you have a big hefset, then when the truma goes to the chulin, it will be usur. So then you say you can go with time and truma to save it. But to add more wood for the fire, that's not a big hefset, that's fine. So that was a side point to explain why Rabbi Yossi is not comparing it. But at Klopa, you see there, Rabbi Yossi says that he agrees with our Mishnah. Because he's saying, Meir, don't learn from our Mishnah. It's a little different. But Mashra, he agrees with the place where Meir is bringing a raya from. On my basis, by a boy, I'll explain to you, what Meir is bringing a raya from is not our Mishnah. He's bringing a raya for the Mishnah of Pesachim. Because the Mishnah there brings Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Hananiah's Karakoyanim that say that you can burn something which is very tome with something which is not so tome. Even though you're adding tumah when you're burning them. So from there, Meir learned that you could burn truma tohayu or truma tmeo if it's anyway given a cup asur because of chomets. Meir is comparing chomets, which is asur, to tumah that you're causing an additional tumah. And on that basis, he says, I disagree. Don't learn isur from tumah. Tumah, which was already tome, you can add tumah to it. But something which will come asur doesn't mean you can make it tome. And that's the Gemara concludes. On my base of boy Tipoter explaining, command Doma, like one who says, Midivrei Rabbi Akiva, continuing that Pialfun base, Umidivrei Hanani is Gana Koyanim. That's the source of our mayor. Ve'leis Shabbos be'ra klum. And you can't learn anything from here. Meaning, Remeir's source that you could be cause tumah to chametz, you have to burn, is from the Mishnah over there, not from the Mishnah by us. And Rebbe Yitzchak tells him, I agree with you, the Mishnah over there says it, but don't compare it to chametz. But it doesn't mean Rebbe Yitzchak agrees with our Mishnah, the end of our Mishnah. Continues the one says, of Eilir Rav Zeir, Tervayim, Mishnah, Abir Chodon, they explain the following. Chovis are Yishar Yidok, Rebbe Yitzchak. The beginning of our Mishnah is like Rebbe Yitzchak, like we said before, you can't be metan ve'adayim. Ve'ashniyo, the second part of the Mishnah, Ben Kamer, Ben Kabeis. He can explain that, Sala Kamer, Sala Kabeis, he can be going with both. Says the one, what does that mean? Arab Zeir, Kamer, Amono. Talesa do pligo al Rabbi Yossi, according to Gersar Abchaim. The end of the Mishnah is clearly against Rabbi Yossi. Because the end of the Mishnah says, you can be with Tav Yadai. Omar Lei, Noimar, Deloy Kamer, Benoimar, Deloy Kabeis. Meaning he's coming to say, really, there's no Rayo that the Reisha goes like Rabbi Yossi and the Sefer goes like Kamer. As Abchaim goes on to explain, the Sefer, like we said, can go with Rabbi Yossi. Why? Because the Sefer says you can be betar be'adayim in order to save chulin. You're saving a lot of money. That's why you could do it. But to go in metamin, not to save chulin, that we have no raya, that's what Rabbi Yossi holds. And the Reisha, not necessarily does it go like a bear. Because even though the Reisha said, if you have a barrel of tshuva, which is open, you can leave it, walk up a tufa, you can leave it in an open place. But not betar be'adayim, don't tell me not betar be'adayim. You can also be betar be'adayim. But we're just using this lashon to show that Rabbi Elazar that argues, he says that even that you can't do. So the word really now says that the Mishnah, what we said before, that the Mishnah beginning is Rabbi Yossi, the end is Rabbi Meir, says the Gemara, that's the Mukrach. Says the Gemara, Lefishim Atzinu, Rabbi Meir, Soyev, Tluy, B'chol Mokar, the words, like Rabbi Chaim explained, like Omar Meir, we learned Rabbi Meir holds that a Sofek Tshuva you could burn. Omar Amar, no, Zoyez Lekisim, I went to Kisim. Shamez Chizkiyo B'shem Rav Yirmiyo. I heard Chizkiyo saying in Rav Yirmiyo, the Rameir Soev Tzluyu B'chol Mokom, that he burns always Sofek Tshuva. V'amar Tlein, I told him, Begit Shei Tzluyu Dvar Toiro. Only when it's a Sofek D'Oraiso, it's a Sofek Tumah D'Oraiso, then you say you can burn it. Omer Li, Ano Potter, I learn it, Shei Tzmetz B'modo Shel Goyim. Even when it's a Sofek Tumah D'Rabbono, a house of a Goy, Rabbono with Goyzer to be Tomei. So if it's a Sofik, what did the house of a Goy? It's a Sofik to a Derabonim. And the Chiddush is, or may hold, even there you burn it. Ask the Gemara, the Pibes of Udalif, my Islach, why would you burn Sofik to a Derabonim? Meaning, even if it's a Vadla, you're not supposed to burn it. Says the Gemara, no, the Tani of a Braisa, Modesh, a Goy, a place of a Goyim, Toilim, you don't burn it. A Braisa of Yidoyim, a Sofi, a Braisa of Yidoyim says you do burn it. So because he holds, you burn, even though it's only Derabonim. So by Sofik, according to Rabbi, you burn as well. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Trumas Daf Pi Aleph.